Is everybody ready? You have your chanting, the Karmana, and Mrityunjaya mantra. So I'd like you to get all of those things. Let's begin with the chanting handout. We'll start with Om Sahana. I'll try to chant slowly so you can all follow, and we'll just go through. Then we're going to spend some more time this time on the Karmana, because that's not well known yet, and we'll spend a little more time on the Karambaka, Mrityunjaya mantra. Okay? Let's start with Sahana. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvi Navatitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jaisharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanuti Bhisi Dasadhanam Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalaknikalaya Kalaknirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Sadashiva Samarampam Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmaracharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutra Bhashyakritau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vipagine Vyoma Vatvyapta Dehaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha. Kukarastvantakarascha Rukarastannivartakaha Antakara Nirutitvat Gururitya Vithiyate. Om Swasti Prajabhya Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha Gopramanebhya Shubhamastu Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu Kale Varshatu Parjanyaha Prithivi Sasya Shalini Desho Yamsho Parahitaha Brahmana Santu Nirbhayaha Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti. with me, and then we're going to spend time on it. Om Nakarma Om Nakarmana na Prajaya Tanena Tyage Naike Amritatwama Nashuhu Parena Nakam Nihitanguhayang Viprajate Yadyatayo Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishtitartha Sanyasa Yogad Yataya Shuddha Sattva Te Brahmaloke Tu Para Antakale Paramritat Parimuchanti Sarve Dahaṃ Vipapam Parame Eshmaputaṃ Yat Pundarikam Puramajya Sakkastam Tatrapi dahraṃ gaganan viśokas tasmin yadantas tadupāsitavyam Yo vedādau swarakto vedānte ca pratiṣṭhitah tasya prakatilīnasya yah parasa maheśvarah na tatra suryo bhāti na chandra tārakam Nema vidyuto panti kuto yamagnihi tameva pantamanupati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvamidam vipati. Okay, this one we have to work on. Go to the top and repeat after me, okay? Om Nakarmana na Prajaya Om Nakarmana na Prajaya Om Nakarmana na Prajaya
Om Nakarmana na Prajaya
Tane na Tyage Naike
Tane na Tyage Naike
Tane na Tyage Naike Amritatvama nashuhu
Amritatvama nashuhu
Amritatvama nashuhu
Amritatvama nashuhu
Nakarmana na prajaya tanena
Nakarmana na prajaya
tanena Tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu
Tyage naike amritatvama
nashuhu
Tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu
Tyage naike
Tyage naike
amritatvama nashuhu
Amritatvama nashuhu
Amritatvama nashuhu
Amritatvama
nashuhu. So now it's low there. Amritatvama nashuhu.
Amritatvama
nashuhu.
Nashuhu.
Nashuhu. Amritatvama nashuhu.
Amritatvama nashuhu.
Ma nashuhu.
Ma nashuhu.
Ma nashuhu.
Ma nashuhu.
Oh, that's good. Amritatvama nashuhu
Amritatvama nashuhu
Om Nakarmana na Prajaya Tane na Tyage Naike Amritatvama nashuhu
Om Nakarmana na Prajaya Tane na Tyage Naike Amritatvama nashuhu
Om Nakarmana na Prajaya Tane na Tyage Naike Amritatvama nashuhu
Om Nakarmana na Prajaya Tane na Naike Amritatvama nashuhu
Try doing it with me. Om Nakarmana na Prajaya Tane na Tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu Om Nakarmana na prajayatanena chyagenaike amritatvamana shubhu om nakarmana na prajayatanena chyagenaike amritatvamana shubhu parena nakam
nihitanguhayang
parena nakam nihitanguhayang parena nakam nihitanguhayang parena nakam nihitanguhayang parena nakam nihitanguhayang
viprajate
yad yatayo vishanti
viprajate yad yatayo vishanti
Parena nakam nihitanguhayang viprajate yad yatayo vishanti parena nakam nihitanguhayang viprajate yad yatayo vishanti Let's do it together. The parena. Parena nakam nihitanguhayang viprajate yad yatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana
sunishchitartas
vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas sannyasa yogad
sannyasa yogad yatayashuddha sattva
sannyasa yogad from the yoga. Yoga dhyate yash.
Yoga dhyate yash.
Yoga dhyate yash.
Yoga dhyate yash.
Yoga dhyate yash shuddha sattva.
Yoga dhyate yash
Yoga dhyate yash shuddha sattva.
Yoga dhyate yash shuddha
sattva. Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sannyasa yoga dhyate yash shuddha sattva. Do it with me.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sannyasa yoga dhyate yash shuddha sattva. Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sannyasa yoga dhyate yash shuddha sattva. Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sannyasa yoga dhyate yash shuddha sattva.
Okay, we need a little break. Losing my voice.
The end of the moha sound for the sangha. Did you say because of the double line?
Yes. So it goes sat sattva.
Oh, there was a ho sound. Okay.
Sattva aha.
I was hearing
aha. Yeah, I know. You're right. It's sattva aha. Sattva aha.
So the double lines just extend the ah one more, and then there is the ha sound. From
that's
the
right. Sattva aha.
Sattva
aha.
Sattva aha.
I think sometimes I go sattva aha. You need more of a ha there, sorry. Sattva ha.
Is it ha or ha?
Ha. The visarga will take the final vowel, but say if the final vowel is ah, it's not going to be aha. Aha. Say if the final vowel is e, it's going to be e hi. So only the short vowel for the visarga. Okay. Yeah, so it's never e hi or aha. It's always short. Okay.
And then on it goes does it actually go up the second R?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it goes up. That's why, see where you have the two marks there?
Yep.
Okay, that means that. Sattva the last ha is the visarga.
Okay.
So it's sattva that's the double mark. Hmm. Sattva and then ha.
Ha goes back there.
Yeah. Sattva ha. We still have to find out the name of that double mark. You gave it to me once, remember? Then you looked for it. You couldn't find it. I don't know what it is. It has a name, the double mark, and I don't know what it is. Everybody okay? Yeah. Te brahma loke tu.
Te brahma loke tu.
Te brahma loke tu.
Te brahma loke tu.
Para antakale.
Para antakale.
Para antakale.
Para antakale.
See that antaka? That's all the one, right? So listen. Para antakale.
Para antakale.
Para antakale.
Para antakale.
Para antakale.
Para antakale.
Good. Te brahma loke tu para antakale.
Te brahma loke.
Te brahma loke tu para antakale.
Te brahma loke tu para antakale.
Te brahma loke tu para antakale.
Te
Paramritat.
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 Parimuchanti sarve.
Parimuchanti sarve.
Paramritat. Parimuchanti sarve.
Paramritat.
Paramritat. Paramritat. Parimuchanti.
Parimuchanti.
Sarve.
Sarve.
Paramritat. Parimuchanti sarve.
Paramritat. Parimuchanti sarve.
Paramritat.
Parimuchanti
sarve. I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm confused about where the tone goes at that ante, because it says it goes down.
Yeah. Am I not doing it right?
I don't know.
Well, sometimes I could make a mistake, so let me try again. Paramritat. Parimuchanti sarve. Yeah, I'm going down. Parimuchanti. A short E, so Parimuchanti sarve. So here it goes. Parimuchanti sarve. Paramritat. Parimuchanti sarve. Paramritat. Parimuchanti sarve. Te brahma loke tu para antakale.
Te brahma loke tu para antakale.
Paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
Paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
Te brahma loke tu para antakale.
Te brahma loke tu para antakale.
Paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
Paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
Stick together. Te brahma loke tu para antakale. Paramritat parimuchanti sarve. Te brahma loke tu para antakale. Paramritat parimuchanti sarve. Te brahma loke tu para antakale. Paramritat parimuchanti sarve. Now repeat after me from the top. Om na karma na na prajayatanena.
Om na karma na na prajayatanena.
Tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu.
Tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu.
Parena na kannihitam guhayang. Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas.
Sanyasa yogadyataya shuddha sattva.
Sanyasa yogadyataya
shuddha sattva. We'll do these two lines here, but let's continue. Te brahma loke tu para antakale.
Te brahma loke tu para antakale.
Paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
Paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
Let's go to the Vedanta. Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas.
Vedanta vijnana
Vedanta Vijnana.
Vedanta Vijnana.
Sunishchitarthas.
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 Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarthas.
Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarthas.
Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarthas.
Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarthas.
Sannyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva.
Sannyasa Yoga.
Sannyasa Yoga.
Sannyasa Yoga.
Yataya Shuddha Sattva.
Yataya Shuddha Sattva.
Sorry, that's my fault. I misstrained you. Yataya Shuddha Sattva. Yataya Shuddha Sattva. Yeah.
Yataya Shuddha
Sattva. Yataya Shuddha
Sattva. Sannyasa Yoga.
Yataya Shuddha Sattva.
Yataya Shuddha Sattva.
Sannyasa Yoga 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 Yataya Shuddha Sattva.
Together now from Vedanta. Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarthas Sannyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva. Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarthas Sannyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva. Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Andakale Paramrita Parimuchanti Sarve. Together. Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Andakale Paramrita Parimuchanti Sarve. Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Andakale Paramrita Parimuchanti Sarve. Let's just try chanting these four lines together, then we'll take a break. Okay? Om Nakarmana Na Prajayatane Na Tyage Naike Amritatvamana Shuhu Parena Nakan Nihitanguhayan Viprajate Yatyatayo Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarthas Sannyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva. Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Antakale Paramrita Parimuchanti Sarve. Next week we'll work on the next three lines. Okay, so probably, since this will be on the tape, you can practice it if you have time, if you want to. Yep, it's all recorded. Let's take a little stand-up break, and we're going to work a little bit on this Mrityunjaya mantra. Okay? Let's do the Mrityunjaya mantra. Okay. Om, Om, Trayambakaya Jamahe. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe. Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Sugantim Pushtivartanam.
Urvarukamiva.
Urvarukamiva.
Urvarukamiva bandhanan.
Urvarukamiva bandhanan.
Urvarukamiva bandhanan.
Urvarukamiva bandhanan.
Mrityor mukshiya.
Mrityor mukshiya.
Mamrita ata.
Mamrita ata.
Mrityor mukshiya. Mamrita ata. Let's try it together. We'll do it a few times. We'll just chant this together for some time, okay? Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantam Pushtivarathanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamam Rukhata Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantam Pushtivarathanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamam Rukhata Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamam Rukhata Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamam Rukhata Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamam Rukhata Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamam Rukhata
Om Trayambakai Yajamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyamam Rukhata
We're going to be starting the Bhandarkar now, page 39. Second column. We finished the first column last week, so I want to go through the second column now and maybe the page 41 also, if we can get there. So I'm going to read it. The second column, page 39, starting with Hey Rama. Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll read it. You repeat after me, and then we're going to, I'll give you the word meanings, and then you can work on the sentence. Hey Rama, Sushtu, Shopase, Vinayena.
Hey Rama, Sushtu, Shobhase,
Vinayena.
Vinayena.
Okay. Now, a couple of things. See, Sushtu?
Mm-hmm.
If you look on page 36 and 37, there is a list of indeclinables. Do you see that on 36 and 37?
Mm-hmm.
These are the indeclinables that are frequently used. You can see that ataha, hence, atra here, adya today.
Okay.
Indeclinables means they always stay in this form. They will sandhi, but they're not going to take any endings, okay? And so you might read over these indeclinables. Maybe later we'll read through them just so we can hear it on the tape. But there's many more, of course, but these are the most common indeclinables, okay? So just keep that in mind, and I'll get back to it. Go back to page 39. Hey Rama. Rama is a name. Sushta is an indeclinable, and it means well or good. Shobase is a verb from shub. And it means to shine or to be splendid. Vinaya means modesty. Okay. So let's look. Hey Rama. What case would that be?
Vocative.
So, O Rama. Right? And we would just say, Hey Rama. Hey Rama. Sushtu, since it's an indeclinable, will probably go with the verb as an adverb. Sushtu shobhase vinayena. What's the verb? When you see an O, which is a guna letter, your mind should immediately take it back. You know, if you want to say, well, what's the root going to be? Take it back to the to where the simple vowel is of O would be U. So you have shub. Say would be what type of ending? Atmanepada, second person singular. So, hey Rama, shushtu shobhase. What would that mean? Shushta shobhase. You are, or you shine, you are shining, or you are splendid, you know. You are, with shushta, you are so splendid, or you are very splendid, you are shining well, right? Vinayena, what's the ana? Instrumental singular. Because of your modesty. So how would you say that in English? You would say, the idea is because of you are so modest, it makes you into a beautiful person, your modesty. That's the idea, right? But literally it says, hey Rama, shushta, well, shobha say, you are shining well, shobhena, by your modesty, because of your modesty, due to your modesty. That's the reason. That's the reason that you're shining so, that you're appearing so beautifully, right? The reason for that is the modesty. Does everybody see that? Shobhena, Vinaya means modesty, Vinayena, like Ramena, instrumental singular. Hey Rama, Shushta Shobhase, Vinayena. There's no Sandhi there. Ena, Vinaya, Ena. That Ena ending is actually Ena, plus Ena, Ena. And it's the instrumental for Rama, like Ramena. Instrumental singular.
So why isn't it causal? Why isn't it applicable? Because
the third case can be means of the due to or because of, and so can the fifth case. It's not. She said, why isn't it?
Why
isn't it? Let's do the next one. Jnanat sukham jayate. Jnana means knowledge. Sukham, happiness or pleasure, right? Jayate comes from the root jan. It's a fourth Atmanepada root. Look on the page 38 at the top. Jan, ja. Jan becomes ja, and to that the ya is added. It's important to note this particular root, verbal root, because it's used all the time in Vedanta. Something is born or produced. It means to be born or to be produced. Right? So, najayate mriyate va, remember that? Najayate mriyate va kadachit. Okay. So, najayate, it is not born. So, here it's just jayate from jan, jan ja, plus the ya, the fourth, and atmanepada ending, te. What is the te ending?
Third person singular.
Sukham has to be a neuter noun, and it is. Nominative singular. Jnanat sukham jayate. What does it say? Jnanat sukham jayate. From, right? Because of, from, out of. From knowledge, happiness is born. Right? Happiness is born from knowledge. At, like Ramat, or Palat.
And this is Jan or Ja, this is different from Jaya, which is victors.
That's different. Jaya comes from G.
G and Ja, okay.
This is important. This is another important root. This is what Sikhi's asking. There's the root, our first Parasmaipada root, G. Or is it shorty?
I think it's
things that you don't even know fall away. Conquer. It's a first pair of spikes for the root, so G becomes J. Takes guna, any vowel takes guna. And to that, the guna sign A is added. And to that, when that happens, you get Jaya. Okay? A plus A becomes us, so you get Jaya plus T, the ending, for instance, Jaya T. This root, Jan, is a fourth Atmanaputta root. And this Jun, for no other reason other than you have to memorize it, Jun becomes Ja. And to Ja, so then you have Ja, plus the guna sign Ya, plus the ending K, Ja Yate. See how that happens? When I say for no other reason, what you'll see is a Panini Sutra, actually, that says this root and maybe some others are replaced, the yin is replaced by long ah. And to that, the guna sign is added. So you have Jayate and Jayati, two totally different roots. Okay. So here, and then I want you to note those roots, because actually both those roots come all the time. In Jnanat, Sukham, how often have you seen those words? But Jnanat, Sukham, Jayate, happiness is born from knowledge. Next one. Narayane Ramasya Sneho Vardhate. Go ahead. Vardhate, good. There's one sandhi here. Narayane Ramasya Sneha Vardhate, right? A plus Visarga plus soft consonant or vowel goes to O. Sneho Vardhate. Let me tell you what the words mean. Narayana is the name for the Lord. Narayana. Rama, Rama. Sneha means affection or attachment. You know, attachment. Yeah, affection. Sneha is affection. That's better. Okay. Affection. Vardhate. There's, you see that guna there? R. The guna of R is R. So the root is what? Vrid. So Vardhate, Vrid. So you're always when you see a guna, and the guna can be in the form of R, okay? The guna letters are going to be O, or A, or R. So here, Vrid. Vrid means to increase. Now there's one other thing that you have to know in this sentence. And that is verbs of affection or love govern the locative. You have affection in something. You place your affection is in something. It's not you have affection. In English, you would think more of it. I have affection for that person. So you would in your mind, you'd be thinking dative. But in Sanskrit, affection, verbs that show affection or love or attachment, govern the locative, so your affection is in something in Sanskrit. So you just have to, you're translated in English for, probably, but you have to know in Sanskrit that it's going to govern the locative.
So meaning, in this case, it's Narayane.
Yeah. So let's look at this. So you have Narayane, like Rame or Pale, right? Mm-hmm. Narayane, Ramasya, Snehaha, Vardhate. So what does it say? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see Narayana is in the locative? Your affection, the object of your affection, is going to put in the locative. So you just have to memorize that. So in, if I were to just do it very literally, in Narayana, Ramasya of Rama, Snehaha. Ramasya Snehaha. The affection of Rama, Vardhate, grows. Now, look at that genitive. The Ramasya, notice that that comes before Sneha.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important because the genitive is, it's of something. So that it has to be in placement you know, put in a place where you can know what it's referring to. Right, so here it's obviously referring to affection. Usually the genitive will go before the word that it's related to. So do you see how it says Ramasya Snehaha? Of Rama the affection. So you would read it backwards, the affection of Rama. So that's why you see that genitive there, Ramasya, in front of Sneha. Ramasya Snehaha Vardhate. The affection, the Sneha, of Rama, Vardhate, increases, grows. The affection of Rama in Narayana. Now you have to know that affection, you know, words of affection, what will they govern? You have affection in something, right? So that's why the Narayana. In the Lord, in Narayana, Ramasya Snehaha, the affection of Rama, Vardhate, increases. Okay? Everybody with me? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Let's do the next one. Jananam kalyanaya nripo yatate.
Jananam kalyanaya
nripo yatate. Jananam.
Jananam.
Kalyanaya.
Kalyanaya.
Nripo yatate.
Nripo yatate.
One Sunday. Nripaha yatate. Plus Visarga plus soft consonant or vowel goes to O. Nripaha yatate. Let me tell you the meanings. Jana means a person. Kalyana means welfare. The welfare or the benefit. Nripa means king. Yet means to strive. To work for, to strive. Okay. So what does it say? Yeah, look at the Jananam is what? Jananam. Genitive plural. So of the people. So Jana is person. So Jananam as the genitive plural will be of the people. And that's going to go in front of whatever it's possessing. So here it would be, or whatever it's related to. Kalyana means welfare. So the welfare of the people, Jananam, Kalyanaya. What case is Kalyanaya? Dative singular. So for the sake of, or just for, the welfare of the people, Jananam, Kalyanaya, dative singular. Nripaha, what's that? The nominative singular, like Ramaha, Nripaha, the king. Subject of the sentence, Nripaha. Yatate. Third person singular, Atmanepada, Nripaha, Yatate. The king strives. The king strives, Kalyanaya, for the welfare of the people.
The catalyst rule of the genitive always sort of going before the noun that it's ruling.
That it's related to,
that
yeah.
That it's related to. This is the post, you know, like when you started Sanskrit, you said it doesn't matter the word order.
It's irrelevant except for the genitive.
Except for the genitive.
Yeah. Because the genitive is of something, right?
Yeah.
So the word, the genitive is always going to be related to a noun in the sentence. If there's only one word in the sentence that it could possibly be related to, then it doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay, let's look at the next one. Acharyam shishyaha sevate.
Acharyam shishyaha.
This is India.
Right?
Acharya. What does acharya mean?
Teacher.
The teacher. Shishya, student. Save means to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And save is the root. It's not, here's a guna letter, it's not sieve. The actual root is save.
Right.
And that's not normal. Usually it will go back to the simple vowel, but save is the actual root.
Mm-hmm.
Save means to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So, acharya, seva comes from save. Acharyam, which is accusative singular. Right?
Yep.
Shishyaha, nominative, sevate. So what does it say?
Teacher.
And this is an example. The word order doesn't matter at all, right? It could be any word order.
The student.
Yeah, because shishaha is in the nominative. Sevate means to serve. So shishaha, sevate, the student serves. Acharyam, accusative singular. Acharyam, shishaha, sevate. The student serves the teacher. Okay. Everybody see it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Acharya, is that a...
The word is acharya, and it's acharyam is accusative singular.
But the anuskara is coming before the ro and top.
That's frequent. It depends on the script. Often the when you're writing, for instance, the anuswara should become before the ra. But in a lot of type fonts, it'll go right in. Either way, it's okay.
But the teacher here, is that masculine?
Masculine.
So it's definitely accusative.
Definitely accusative, and of course, shisha has to be.
Yeah.
Let's do the next one. Vishwamitrad astrani shikshate ramaha. Vishwamitrat.
Vishwamitrat.
I'm breaking the sending. Vishwamitrat.
Vishwamitrat.
Astrani.
Astrani.
Shikshate.
Shikshate.
Ramaha.
Ramaha.
Everybody see? If I break that sendi, Vishwamitrat. Astrani. Shikshate. Ramaha. Vishwamitra is the name of a person. Vishwamitra. Astra is kind of a magical weapon. A weapon that Vishwamitra is in this world. Never mind. It's a magical weapon. So astrani, shiksh means to teach. Okay? Shiksh, I think, means to learn, actually. Let me look that up. Not to teach, it means to learn.
Shiksh
means to learn.
Yeah, there is to learn.
Well, what do you say?
Page 37 on the third column.
Oh, yeah, to learn. Okay, good. Okay, so shiksh to learn. So Vishwamitra is the name of a person, Astra are magical weapons, and Rama is a person. So what does it say? He learns. The Astrani is in the accusative plural. So he learns weapons. So that means the sheikhs governs the accusative, right? So Rama learns weapons. Who does he learn it from? The ablative? He learns it from Vishwamitra. He learns astras, the art of astrani, the astras, the magical weapons. Ramaha, shikshate, Rama learns astrani, magical weapons. Vishwamitrat, from Vishwamitra. Now let me give you something, that way to think about these sentences. Why I love this book is Bhandarkar very consciously tries to show you all the different ways these cases endings can be used. Here he's showing, okay, you learn something. Who do you learn it from? What is the source of your learning? Right? Ablative. Right? So that you should note that. This governs the ablative. Mm-hmm. Right?
I have a question about the sundi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's at.
Dental ta.
And then it's
short
a. It's a short a, but I don't. It wouldn't. Where is? How does that a?
It goes like this.
Oh, I get it. Because it goes into the da. I get it.
Yeah,
it's under the changes to dove.
Yes. A heart constant. Yeah. It'll change to a spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Everybody see this sentence? Let's do the next one. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm really confused. I'm back a few steps, but this conjunct here, I don't understand it.
Astra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't read it.
If I have an is plus a ta plus a ora.
So it's a triple conjunct.
Yeah. So this will become this. But a ta plus hara is made like this, which you have to memorize.
Right. I just can't read it in a font. Oh, okay.
Yeah. The font is a little hard. If they squash all this together,
okay.
And what they've done, let me see if I can do it. Yeah. Here's the S, and then they put the thra and they move it like that. Mm-hmm. You see that? But this is a very frequent conjunct where you have a ta plus a ra. Ta plus ra goes like this. Where this card of the ta drops. Okay. So you have to memorize that because it's a little. That's one of those common ones that need to be memorized.
It's just a little like a RU.
You. Yeah.
Mm,
yes, that's right. Yeah, it does. Yeah. That's right, it does. Yeah. You see it, Penny?
Yeah.
Okay. So Vishwamitrat Astrani Shikshate Ramaha. Let's do the next one. Sadacharena Manushyaha Swastyam Labhate. Go up. Repeat it. Swastyam.
Swastyam.
Labhate. Good. Sadachara means good conduct. Sadachara, good conduct. Manushya is a man. Really a human being, but a man. Manushya. Swastyam. Swastyam means tranquility or peace. Lab means to obtain. It's a first Atmanepada root. Labhate, to obtain. So good conduct, a man, tranquility to obtain. What's the subject of a sentence? What's the verb? What's the, is there an accusative? Swastyam. An instrumental? So what does it say? Mm-hmm. Say in your mind, say if you know this. Instrumental, nominative, accusative, verb, right? Because you know the declensions. So then in your mind you read, by good conduct a man tranquility obtains. Right?
Yep.
By good conduct a man tranquility obtains. You don't need to change the word order. Initially, I think when you're first learning Sanskrit, you need to change the word order for English, but actually you don't. Actually, you can understand that.
I like it better.
Yeah.
It connects more.
Yeah, yeah. So it works fine. Just to learn how to read forward in this particular word order. Does everybody see it?
Yes.
Let's do the next one. Putrasya duracharat sukham namshase. Go ahead and read it.
Putrasya duracharat.
Duracharat
Duracharat
Sukham
Nasham
Se. There's some sandhi here, so let's go through it. Putrasya, okay, fine. duracharat. That's a word, duracharat. See that ot ending?
Yeah.
Ablative, duracharat, like ramat.
Yeah.
Duracharat. Then sukham. Now here, na amshase. It's actually the word, the root is shumps. The actual root is shumps. Go to page 37, third column, second one down. Shumps with ah. This is common in Vedanta word. Shumps means, the word shumps means to praise, but with ah shumps, it means to hope.
Oh, to hope on top.
See where it says hope on the top? Shumps with ah. Ah shumps means to hope. So now, if ah shumps means to hope, what would ah shumps say? Because shumps is the root. So what's the ending? If shumps is the root, shumps is the root. What's the ending?
First person.
Shumps takes plus a plus e. Shumps say.
Oh, first.
Yeah, it's misleading, right? Because you're so used to thinking
right,
say, right? So shumps plus the a, gunna sign, plus e is a shumps say. So a shumps say. So if I say putra means son, durachara means bad conduct, sukham means happiness. Na ashamp say. Na means not.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it say? Putrasya of the son, putrasya, duracharat. At means what? From what?
Down the bad conduct.
Putrasya duracharat, of the son from the bad behavior. From the bad behavior of the son, putrasya duracharat, sukham na ashamse. Na ashamse. What does that mean?
I.
There's literally, I do not hope, but as you said, I cannot hope, that's how we'd say it in English, right? But it literally says, I do not hope for, because to hope, ashamse means to hope for, I do not hope for sukham, happiness, right? So the hope governs the accusative. I do not hope for happiness, duracharat, from the bad conduct, we would say, of my son. They won't have the my there, you supply that. Because it really says, of the son, from the bad conduct, happiness, not I hope. Right?
So, is this implying that my son actually has bad conduct and so I cannot hope for happiness? Or is it implying that if my son has bad conduct, then I cannot hope for happiness?
It's saying I.
Right.
If we were to use it as one of those, what do you call those, like not cliche, but like a little aphorism or something. One cannot hope from the bad conduct of their son, but this says, "I can't hope for happiness from the bad conduct of my son."
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's all it's saying. You
yeah.
can have to imply,
yeah.
you know, on context.
Context.
Yeah. But does everybody see the grammar there? So do you see how the fifth case there, the ablative is causal? Yeah. From the bad conduct of the son, putrasya durachara, sukham is accusative. Na ashamse. Ashamps plus the gunna sign a plus e is a ashamse. Na ashamse. I do not hope for sukham, happiness, from the duracharat, from the bad conduct, putrasya of the son, of my son. The son, my son, a son, understood. Everyone get it? Let's look at the next one. Deva nam. Archanam arabhe.
Devanam archanam.
Devanam.
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 devanam
archanam
archanam
arabhe
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 arabhe.
So three words, deva for the god or deity, archanam is worship, and arabhe from aramb. The anuswara drops there, but arab means to begin or to be engaged in. You know, like the prarabdha karma, arabdha, that comes from this aramb. So aramb becomes arab plus a plus e, arabhe. So what does it say? Say we translate it as I begin. From arab, arab, arabhe. A is atmanetra, you know, singular, first person singular ending.
I begin the worship of the god.
Devanam.
Of the god.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's accusative, right?
Archanam is. Arabe is the verb.
Oh, yeah, it's genitive. Okay.
Devanam is genitive plural of the gods. Yeah. Or of the deities. Devanam of the devas. Archanam, worship, is accusative, singular. Devanam archanam, the worship of the gods. Devanam archanam, arabhe, I begin. Everybody see?
I begin, right?
I begin, yeah. I begin, another translation is I am engaged in. The worship of the gods. Devanam of the gods. Archanam, accusative, singular. Arabhe, I begin. That A ending, okay? Okay? Two more. Prabale napi vatena parvataha kampate. Go ahead.
Prabale
napi vatena parvataha kampate. Let's break this into prabalena api. Prabalena api. Vatena parvataha kampate. Go ahead. Everybody repeat after me, okay? Prabalena api. Does your ba look like a va or something?
Mm-hmm.
It should be prabha. What's wrong?
I think there's just a big gap there.
Let me see yours.
There should be another dunda there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Make another line there. You see where it goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you've got a little problem there. Prabalena api. Did anybody else have a lost line there?
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be prabalena api.
I was just thinking, wow.
Prabalena api vatena parvataha kampate. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Prabala means strength, mm-hmm. strong. It's an adjective, strong.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see a book. Let me see a thing. Yours is okay. Prabalena api vatena parvataha.
What's that?
Above there in close, right?
You know what? That na should be there.
Oh.
I don't have a na either, but I was thinking this sentence doesn't make any sense. Well, it should come after parvataha. Mine doesn't have a na either, but if you have a na, the sentence makes sense.
And then it's
yeah.
Well, it didn't make sense to me because nobody was saying
it. Because we don't have a na there, but the na should actually be there.
And then that's,
I don't know why I don't have it there. It's a typo.
Yes. And then part of the po is.
Because then the sentence makes sense. Let me tell you what it should say, okay? This is done, the way ours is done. Kenny's has a na in it. If you have this book here, it probably doesn't have a na in it. But with a na, the sentence makes sense. And without a na, I was really working, what the heck does this mean? So it should read, you can add a na, okay? It should read like this. Prabalena api vatena parvataha na kampate. If you have, if like with Penny, she'll have parvato na kampate. Because of the sandhi, right? But so if you add after parvataha a na, you'll see what the, you'll see why this sentence makes so much more sense with the na. So let's look at the word meaning. Prabala means strong. It's an adjective. Api means also or even. Okay? And this api is a word, it also or even. You know, it can mean and, but usually it means also or even. Or even though. Also, even, or even though. Okay? Vata means wind. Parvata is a mountain. There it is. There's a lot of words for wind. Parvata is mountain, and kump means to shake. So let's keep the na in there, and we'll see the meaning. Okay? With the na, what do you think it means? We would say with the na, the parvata. Parvataha na kampate. What does that mean?
So when it doesn't shake the mountain.
No, parvataha. Parvataha is nominative, right?
Right.
So if I just translate this part for me. Parvataha na kampate.
The mountain doesn't shake.
The mountain doesn't shake. Okay. What if I say? What if I forget the first part and now let's just translate this? Vatena parvataha na kampate.
Through the wind.
By the wind.
By the wind.
The mountain
doesn't shake.
You know, the mountain doesn't shake by the wind. Because of by means of, right?
Mm-hmm.
The mountain doesn't shake by means of the wind. Prabalena api.
Even though strong.
Exactly. By the wind, even though strong. Right? Prabalena api. Even though, by the wind, even though api, strong. So prabalena api vatena, by the wind, even though api, prabalena, even though strong, the mountain na kampate. The mountain doesn't shake by the wind, even though the wind is strong. Even though strong, the mountain doesn't shake by the wind. So there's
instrumental.
Adjective. So, now that's a good point. Vata is a noun. Wind, okay? I think it's a masculine, vata, huh? So you've got vatena is the instrumental singular. So that means by the wind. Now, if you have an adjective to vata, that will also be in the instrumental singular. And so here the adjective is prabala, which is an ending noun. So an adjective is going to agree in terms of gender and in terms of case. So prabala could be nominative, feminine, it could be masculine, feminine, or it could be neuter, depending upon the noun.
Oh.
Okay, but if it's an ending noun, it will decline as an a-ending masculine, because vata is an a-ending masculine, right? And prabala is a-ending. So if you have vatena, by the wind, then you would say prabalena, by the strong wind. So the adjective will always match, you know, the noun that it's an adjective to.
Right, but because prabalena happens to be instrumental, you don't apply the case.
Well, because vata is instrumental, prabala will be instrumental.
And that's supposed to, as in English, you say the good noun or the good woman or the good table, but it
doesn't. Yeah, in Sanskrit, it's going to change.
Right.
In Sanskrit, the adjective will match the case,
mm-hmm.
right, of the noun in a singular dual plural, and also match the gender. So here the gender is masculine, vata, And it's in the instrumental singular, Vatena. So Prabala will be in the instrumental singular and declined as a masculine ending noun, Prabalena. Prabalena api Vatena. By the wind, even though strong, the mountain doesn't shake. And see, my book didn't have the na in there. So I said, the mountain shakes by the wind.
Oh, maybe the mountain shakes by the wind, even though the mountain is strong.
No.
The gates
and also, yeah, that's right. So Prabala can only go to Vata.
So if it was actually Prabala, then it would be, it doesn't shake even.
That's right. Like you could have, if you had Prabalopi, Prabalaha, Api, Vatena, Parvataha. The mountain, I would say, even though strong, shakes by the wind. That would make sense because, oh, isn't that amazing? The mountain, even though it's so strong, it is shaking by the wind. But that's not what this is. So you need that na in there to have this thing make sense, right? The mountain doesn't shake by the wind, even though strong. Mm-hmm. Even though the wind is strong, the mountain doesn't shake. A big analysis of, of this mountain that's not shaking. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's do one more sentence, all right? Ishwarasya dhyane rame. Ishwarasya dhyane rame. Ishwara is Ishwara, the Lord. Dhyana is meditation. Rama, right? Rame from Ram means to revel. So if Ram means to revel, Rame would be what?
I revel.
Ishwarasya dhyane. Dhyane would be what? Dhyanam. Dhyanam means meditation. Dhyane. In. I revel in the meditation of the Lord. Yeah. You revel in something. So Rame. I revel. Dhyane, in the contemplation of Ishwara. Mm-hmm. You can either say I revel or I am reveling. Mm-hmm. But it means the same. There's no differentiation. You say I revel or I am reveling in the contemplation of Ishwara. In contemplation of Ishwara. Everybody see? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's enough for today. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.